Biz, man.
Mike's more like ready for the bitchness.
Because he's a bitch. A professional bitch.
You motherfucker.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I dared.
You dare. Fuck.
So where now? You actually do the business
now? Right this second?
Yes.
Sorry. First things first. Go to our Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page, comment on stuff, ask us questions, interact. We will always get back to you. Then when you're done with that, please head over to Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
And then when you're done doing that, go to iTunes, rate the podcast, review the podcast, and subscribe to the podcast so it downloads for you automatically without any effort whatsoever every Friday morning. And with that, let's start the show. Cody.
Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody. What's going on, guys?
So many trailers.
So many trailers.
Just a few.
In just enough time because we control how long it takes for us to go through all of them.
So many trailers.
So, do you want to start where we started?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me pull up the exact list here because, you know.
Technology.
I'm dumb.
Yeah, you is.
What's he mean? Ba ba ba. Well,
Jesus
I know
Christ, this is the worst game of hot potato I've ever watched.
Is that a mortar?
I don't know what it is. It's live though.
Well, it's not alive.
Well, it's a live bomb
because everyone's dead now.
No. Good and then for them. Boom, right?
Good for them.
Speaking of boom, Cody, it's the first trailer.
Happy. It's the first one we watched today as a group just now. Happy.
Image?
No, yeah, it's Image, not Boom. I know.
That was almost a really good one.
It would have been.
It's true.
I was like, for a second, I was like, fuck, was that Boom? That's a good. And then I was like, nah, that was Image.
No.
No, Joe's a.
Boom doesn't make good comics.
Oh! Shots fired. You hear that? You Boom bitches?
Irredeemable.
Well, that's Boom. Yeah. They made one good.
There you go.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Oh, shit.
One.
Oh,
they
shit.
They got one.
Them there's fighting.
We got one.
And even then, that was a Mark Miller. So, no?
Mark Wade.
Mark Wade. Sorry. Yeah.
Any Mark, really, will do.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Mark Miller.
Yeah.
Mark Wade. Marky Mark.
And the Funky Bunch.
And the Funky Bunch.
Only with the Funky Bunch. Yeah, so Happy. We have talked about that before when I got back from San Diego Comic-Con this year. Slightly different trailer than one I saw. Very similar. All I saw was a little bit longer and had different scenes because they hadn't filmed a lot of it. Because all the stuff I saw was from episode one because it's the only the pilot is the only thing they had filmed already. So, which all has to do with the hospital scene, the guy with the slicing his penis like pastrami.
Oh.
Salami.
Or salami, sorry.
It's going to take you a while.
Yeah, this guy knows what I mean. That shit's funny. So if you guys don't know what Happy is, it is a new television program. It's going to be on Sci-Fi. It is from one half of the guys who made Crank.
It's half Crank.
Yep. And other half is straight up... directly from the man himself, Grant Morrison.
Oh, that guy's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. So Grant Morrison is co-writing this with the guy, I'm pretty sure I'd probably look his name up, but I'm not gonna.
Does it matter?
And they created the show together along with their other producer pal. And they adapted the 4-issue graphic novel into a elongated series that has to do it. So basically, if you don't know what the whole story of Happy is, it is a ex-cop, disgraced ex-cop, turned hitman, who has a heart attack during one of his the end of one of his hits, because he did get shot in the chest, but he was wearing a vest. It just took the toll on him because he does not take care of himself. He does a lot of drugs, drinks a whole lot. Has cardiac arrest. They bring him back in the ambulance, and he's greeted by a flying donkey unicorn creature named Happy, who is the invisible friend or imaginary friend of a little girl named Haley, who has been kidnapped And Happy is trying to get Nick, who is played by Chris Maloney. Does he go by Christopher or Chris? Because I looked it up, it was Chris. Mike, any of your friends with him?
Everything's credited as Christopher.
Christopher, right? It's weird because I looked it up and it's like I typed in Christopher Maloney, I spelled Maloney wrong because it's spelled weirdly the way it sounds. But and it's like Chris, and I was like, yes, I mean Chris. Okay, there he is. But anyways, Chris plays Nick Saxon, I believe his name is.
I don't remember.
Who's the hitman, ex-cop hitman. And then they basically go on this batshit crazy adventure across New York to find this little girl during Christmas time. And from the panel at San Diego Comic-Con, I want to say the guy's name is Brian, the co-creator along with Grant, said the show will be perpetually in Christmas time. So the entire first season, they have it planned out right now for 4 seasons, they think. And they think it's going to be about 10 episodes each.
Talk about expanding.
Yeah, they basically have come up with a bunch of ways to basically make the events have a lot of other things go on with it in there.
This is still going to be just the overarching, because that was a question that I had a little bit, and I don't remember if we addressed it the last time we talked about this, was 4 seasons, you're going to stretch the kidnapping over 4 seasons, or is that like...
Yes, because it doesn't take... So every episode, it's not like multiple days, mm-hmm. it's a few days, just stretched out through...
It's going to be like 24. 4 seasons.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yep. So it's going to be a bunch of just elongated adventures within that time. He's going to go through so much shit during these four seasons.
In 4 issues, or 1 graphic novel, if that's what you decide to read it, he went through... Oh, shit ton of stuff. It was just nonstop from the first page to
the
last.
I mean, the whole thing takes, on the comics, takes like space like 3 days, right?
Oh, I don't remember.
The span of when he meets Happy to the end,
of the book. Like the first night and then into the next day, and he's still not convinced that he's seeing this flying unicorn horse.
Mm-hmm. But if you haven't seen the trailer, it's up on the Facebook page. You can look forward to season 1 trailer. It's on Sci-Fi's YouTube page is where I found it. It starts off in the most ridiculous way possible, and just continues in that whole same vein like the entire time.
Yeah.
And just like, I can't imagine anybody but Chris Maloney playing this character. He is so fucking fantastic at it.
He looks like the character as he's drawn. That's the amazing part.
And the best part is like, he was in, because they were at Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, everybody left set, came to San Diego, because they're filming in New York, came to San Diego, and so Chris Maloney looked like Nick Saxtill. He had the 5 o'clock, deep 5 o'clock shadow, like 7-ish o'clock shadow, like the mustache, the fucked up hair, and other than not looking like drugged out and drunk, which, I mean, obviously, air quotes makeup, he looked just like him, and I was like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, he at one point, he took off the hat, and you're like, oh, he's got the fucking hair. Like, he even, like, did his hair that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it was, and so they were going, they had only shot all of the pilot and given it to Sci-Fi, and they're like, thumbs up, make it. Gave him the first season order. And then we're leaving San Diego and flying back to New York to film it, and they are now done filming the first season. And they showed at New York Comic Con the same trailer I saw, the same clip and one new clip from another episode that will probably never hit the internet, just like everything else. I can't wait. December 6th, I think it said it was.
December 6th?
Yeah. Oh,
that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. In the span of a week, we're going to have Happy Season 1. Well, not all of Season 1, because why let us binge it? And Star Wars all in that same time period. It's going to be pretty amazing. That was Happy. Next up, Pacific Rim Uprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, boys.
Robots versus monsters.
It's robots versus monsters.
Yeah, that too.
So, Michael, we'll go. I mean, first, let's go back to Happy. What were your thoughts about Happy?
I just like the way that it looks the way it should look.
Yeah.
They kept Happy very cartoony, like he is a cartoon, so That was always one of the fun parts of the comics, is everything's so dark and drab in the comics, but there's this bright, colorful unicorn that's always smiling and always very animated. Mm-hmm. And it was this weird clash of style. So that's pretty cool that they took that well into the actual TV show and made it look like it should look. Looks right out of the comic book. So that's pretty cool. And the story is super fun, and it's a really good book. So if they do it any kind of justice, and Grant Morrison's on it, so I'm sure they will, it's going to be super dope. So pretty excited about it.
Joseph, your thoughts on Happy? I mean, you said some, but, you know.
I want it now.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with both those statements. I can't not wait to... it is going to suck, though, a little bit, because as you saw in this trailer, which is the TV version of it, the cussing is there. It's just blanked out, which I thought was pretty cool. They didn't, like, tone down the language for the television. I'm pretty sure he's not going to use the C word like he does. Mm-hmm. In the comic book, I think it's just the beginning when he does it, when he's in the card game. But he may. I mean, who knows? They're just going to bleed out anyways. But the sizzle reel we saw had full-on language in it, and he drops quite a bit of F-bombs.
Nice.
So yeah. It could be once this goes to, like, Blu-ray, DVD streaming, there could be just...
Yeah, because that's how the Magicians version is. Magicians, they use F-bombs and shit.
Right, they're just bleeped out.
They're just
beeped
out in the show. Because I watched the first season, well, half the first season on TV, and rewatched it and finished the season when it got on Netflix. And I was like, I forgot. And I was like, she said, fuck. What's going on? Did I miss something? And then, like, I forgot. Like, and that show got super violent towards the end, too. Like, people getting eviscerated and, like, exploding in blood. Like, I was like, all right, so this is going to be. Like, we saw in this trailer, you see at one point, like, the doctor's there, and I don't know what it is, but he's spraying blood on the doctor's face from something.
Even before that, you're seeing Nick trying to kill himself in his own head, and you just got the blood shooting out in a giant geyser.
Yeah, man.
And he's fucking dabbing, and it's just funny. Pouring out.
So funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be pretty awesome. All right. Pacific Rim Uprising. Michael, your thoughts?
John Boyega's in it. That's pretty cool.
If that's a thought.
That's cool. Well, it is a thought.
He thought it's cool that he's in it, yes.
It is. Well, it's a kind of bummer that it's not the same crew coming back. So
we know why.
Well,
for the most part.
I'm talking even like behind the scenes, like Guillermo del Toro and everything, too.
He's producing it.
Yeah, but it's not directed. Yeah, no. So it's not his baby. But it looks really good. It looks great. Like, it looks fun. It looks like the right kind of sequel to this, but there is this weird thing where, to me, it looks kind of, when I even said this, kind of Transformers-y, to the point where it makes me a little bit worried, because Transformers have sucked for a long time. And when I saw, like, that smaller one bust out of the barn, like, the first thing I thought was Transformers, and I was like, I don't like that. But still, giant robots versus monsters, so I'm in.
By the way, so Stephen DeKnight is the director. He is the guy who did Daredevil season 1 and 2.
Ooh.
And he also, I mean, he's done other things.
I'm not saying I think it's going to be bad. Yeah. It's just when you change directors, you change the tone. And I really, really liked the first one. The first one was one of the best, like, popcorn flick movies you could have. Like, it was the perfect movie theater movie. And I just hope that continues. That's all.
So they do have a few returning cast members. Charlie Day comes back.
He looks rich now.
Bird Gorman, who plays the other doctor along with Newt.
Creepy looking one.
Yep. Rinko, I don't know how to say her last name, but the chick that plays Mako in the first movie, his partner at the end, spoiler alert, she returns. And then there's rumors that Hellboy shows up in it.
Ron Perlman,
so he is not confirmed.
He's not Hellboy anymore.
Yep, nope. Hopper from Stranger Things is.
That's weird, right?
Yeah,
but rad because he looks dope. Mm. Shut your mouth! You've never seen Stranger Things, so calm your ass down.
You haven't seen Stranger Things?
No.
You should watch it at my house.
Everything,
everything at Joe's house.
Which I'm perfectly okay with. I mean, shit, you got a couch, you got a big old TV. sound system. You got
one speaker that works, right?
Nope, I finally got the other one.
Ah, he's got two speakers.
And it's not all fucked up.
Yeah.
Hey, good job, Best remind me about that in a second. We'll talk about that after we're done with all these, because I got some shit to talk about with Best Buy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to love this.
Fair enough.
So we got yours. What do you think? What is your impression of Uprising?
I can understand what Mike is saying about it, because there are a couple scenes towards the beginning of the trailer, especially when they're zoomed in on that girl, and you can see the foot coming in the background. It does kind of have a Transformers feel to it. But everything else, to me, feels like the original movie, looks like the original movie, just newer, because the city that they're in, obviously, after watching this for the third time now, is not some dilapidated city. I think you've told us that it takes 10 years after the original one. So they've had time to rebuild. So everything looks a lot newer, a lot brighter. So you're not going to have exactly the same visual tone as the original movie, but you know it's still there from what I can see. I think this will be awesome, and it'll be like the first one where you will have some human parts to it, some squishy parts to it, just to set things up. But for the most part, it's going to be robots versus robots, what it looks like, in some sort of like robot jocks type thing, probably. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers.
I like how you're hoping for a robot jocks type
thing. No, because at the beginning,
Steven Genite's way of getting them to let him remake Robo Jocks.
Because what I'm saying is,
if that's the case, then fuck this.
No, no, don't fuck this.
No. Lots of sharp corners. what I'm saying is, to me, it almost seems like the hole was closed. 10 years has passed. They've rebuilt things. Maybe, hopefully, they've been doing robot jock stuff. You know, robots fighting robots, because what else are you going to do with this? Or you've been warring with each other in certain places with robots fighting robots.
Yeah.
And then shit goes down, something happens, the rift opens again.
Or another one
opens. Giant monsters start coming through, and guess what? They're evolved, as Charlize Day's character says in the trailer. And now you have to band together, which would be that freaking speech that John Boyega is given in the trailer.
You guys think it's weird that it sounds like Idris Elba?
Asshole.
Do you think that's weird?
I bring that up because he's not going to listen to this episode.
I'm pretty sure that is how Giant Boyega sounds.
Yeah.
And that's how Idris Elba sounds. They're English.
And there's probably a reason why, other than the fact they're both black, is a reason that they gave him that
because
role.
Because Giant Boyega plays Idris Elba's son.
Yes.
So that's why.
You would think father, son.
Gonna sound fairly similar.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, that was the dumbest comment anyone's ever made to me.
But that's my impressions.
Actually, second dumbest comment, because the whole thing, when he said, oh, you're stretching it, he's making a speech. Motherfucker, he's making the speech in the trailer.
Yeah.
That we were watching.
He's doing the voiceover for it. Yeah. That is the speech.
Yeah, you can see him getting people pumped up just like his dad did.
Yeah, which was fantastic, I think.
He's an idiot.
He hits that apocalypse.
Almost has word. It. He's just like, one little spike. Like, there's got to be something in the movie where he says something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, just dawned me why the name makes more sense now. Pacific Rim Uprising.
Why?
Because the rift was opened in the Pacific Rim.
Mm-hmm.
So the uprising would be, if it reopens, it's uprising of the rift. That makes so much more sense now. You said it. The words you were saying, you didn't say it directly, but when you said it opens back up, I was like, oh, wait. That's probably why it's called Uprising.
Uprising. Mm. Gotcha.
That makes way more sense. Yeah, so I think it looks amazing. I was worried, like Mike kind of said, without having Guillermo like kind of behind the camera, more just like executive producer. But yeah, man, I saw the images. I was like, okay, all right, cool. Some of them weren't great, but they were just like promo images, you know, like we saw at San Diego. I did not get a chance to go to the panel, so I didn't see this is the same trailer. I was told this is the same trailer that was seen there.
Oh, wow.
Just with more he's my buddy who saw it there said this had more music in it. The other one was just like a score behind it.
Mm-hmm.
This one has that We Are the Heroes song or whatever in there. So I thought that's pretty cool. Yeah, no, like it's I'm super down. I was gonna be down before, most likely, because you know,
well, you like the first one, they yeah. announced the second one, and it's like, yes,
we're like, yeah, gimme. Yes. Gimme. So yeah, I mean, I'm pretty pumped about it myself. Mm-hmm. I think it looks really good. And Steven Knight is pretty cool, so
yeah.
He's got an interesting eye, but I mean, he's not, you know, because he did like the Spartacus show on Stars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's the one that he was showrunner on that. And then obviously he was writer and something on Daredevil season one. Then when Drew Goddard had to step aside because of other stuff, which never ended up panning out because he was going to do the first Venom or the Sinister Six movie.
Yeah.
That obviously didn't end up happening. Yeah. So he ended up getting out of Daredevil for no reason. But Steven Knight took over and was awesome. And he was the one that actually spearheaded, I didn't know this until I was reading it the other day. He's the one that spearheaded making the Punisher show.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because he's like the one that brought up the fact to put Punisher in season two of Daredevil.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, like we should really like do more with this character. Let's make him all like do a thing. And they're like, oh yeah. And then like with this and other things, is like this didn't really work for him to do that too. But you know, obviously their Punisher show is happening, so obviously he did something right. Next up, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan from Amazon.
An Amazon TV show.
Yep.
Which looks good.
That sounds like you're saying that most of their shows are not good.
I don't know what most of the shows are.
Just Man of the High Castle
is fantastic.
I haven't watched any of them.
The so Tick fantastic. Is actually really enjoyable.
It's really good, except for the fact that they only give you the first six episodes.
And the next six don't come out until 2018.
Yeah. A little half binge.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
So ridiculous. Dumb. And they're 30 minutes. So, or not even 30 minutes, they're like 24 minutes or something. So I was like, cool. And I got to episode six, it ended. I was like,
And?
Why are you showing me other shows? Like, why? Hulu, me and just start watching other show. I was like,
ooh, I turned that off. I found out how to turn that off.
Yeah, me too. I found it as well. You said something. I was like, wait, that's a function?
Yeah.
I can turn that off? Yeah, and it's glorious.
Because it kept trying to get me to watch some stupid
Mindy,
dubbed.
The Mindy Kaling Project or whatever?
Dubbed or subbed Japanese anime space cartoon.
Which one?
I'd have to look it up. It's like, I have to look it up.
Okay.
Hmm.
Anyway, so John Krasinski of The Office and 13 Hours is playing Jack Ryan, the titular character, as they say, picking up the shoes of such greats as Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine from the film series.
Space Brothers. It keeps.
Oh, that show's terrible.
Yeah, and it keeps trying to get me to watch it.
Yeah, no. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, dude, at the end of every season of, or at the end of it, when I binge watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine,
mm-hmm.
just like when we watched 11-22-62, whatever that's, the Stephen King, J.J. Abrams one,
yeah.
It kept trying to get me to watch the Mindy Kaling Project, and I was like, no.
No.
No, what, I don't want this at all.
The worst part about this one, it would play after The Orville. It'd play after I'd watch Family Guy.
Yeah.
It'd play after like almost everything I was watching. I'm like, no, I don't want to watch this.
No. How many times did I tell you? Yeah, I found that feature and I was like, yo, autoplay? Or it's not autoplay, no, it's got something else.
It's like continue after something or other.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I can't remember what it was when I found it. I was like, I think I even Googled it to find out what it was. Because I was like, yo, there's got to be an option to turn this off. Because, like, I mean, I get it. Recommend me stuff. A, you should probably recommend me stuff that's similar to what I'm watching.
Autoplay on. Autoplay. Okay, automatically plays recommended videos after current then, video ends.
Yeah. Which, I mean, if it's the next episode of the show I'm watching, cool. If it's the Mindy Kaling Project.
No.
No. I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah.
Or the Mindy Project. What's it called? The Mindy Project?
Mindy Project.
Mindy Project. Whatever. This is terrible. I don't like her, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. So, Jack Ryan's, or Jack Ryan, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, is the origin story of the CIA agent known as Jack Ryan. Starts off as the analyst, and then obviously gets drug into the field at one point, as we saw in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer's fantastic because it's not actually telling you anything about the story, which I thought was really cool. They just give you hints of what's going on, and it's obviously set in like modern times, or even beyond modern times, really, because it looks like it's kind of not futuristic, but like set in like a fictional type thing. They're not using, like, they bring up
Bin Laden,
but they don't like say like, oh, we're going after ISIS or whatever. They probably just make up a different, like a something similar to it or whatever. Another big guy that they're going after. But man, show looks expensive.
Oh yeah,
it's a big budget.
Yeah, like the one I kept telling you about, the space one. Mm-hmm. That one has a decent look to it. It looks really good, but it's, you can tell it's a television show. Like, this looked like a movie.
Yeah.
Like, this looked like a full-on, like, Mission Impossible level. Even, like, the Jack Ryan one with Chris Pine. Shadow Recruit. That one, it looks a lot like that, where it's like, this is full-on production, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they did the fucking great job with it. And then, it is produced by the Clancy family. I did see that somewhere on here.
Pretty sure it'd have to be. They'd have to be involved in some way or another. Well,
yeah,
with the name,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then it's a TV show, so there's a lot of, like, multiple people directing on there.
Does it say, like, how long the episodes are?
They're hour long, 60 minutes.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
12 episodes in the first season, 13?
They have not said. I was trying to look in here to see if they listed how many. If you use IMDb, it's like four. They say four. It's like, first off, it's impossible. Because apparently everybody in the show is in four episodes. They did the same thing for, like, The Tick.
Yeah.
They're like 10 episodes. It was like 6 episodes. I was like, well, this makes no sense because online says there's supposed to be a 12 episode season.
Yeah.
And all you're showing is 6. And I know for a fact that not everybody's in all 6 of them.
Yeah.
Because the guy who plays Overkill is only in like 4.
Yeah.
And he's listed for 6. I was like,
well, he's in the background somewhere.
Yeah. And same thing with Alan Tudyk, who plays the voice of the boat.
Yeah.
He's listed as 6, and I was like,
he's only been in one episode of the 5, I think.
So he's in maybe the last two.
Yeah.
Last 3 or so, I think, really. But
I haven't finished the series, actually, yet.
You haven't finished the six episodes they gave you?
I'm through 4 of them. Man. The reason why I haven't finished is because it's so inconvenient if I have to watch it on my freaking tablet.
You don't have an Amazon app through your TV?
Not yet.
No, through your TV? That's why I play mine. Or through the Xbox.
I think I actually do, but I...
You can do it through the Xbox as well.
Yeah, I can do it through the Xbox. I don't think about that when I do the streaming.
The only reason I watch it through my TV is because I thought I was going to watch it in 4K. But
no,
it's not in 4K, so... I ended up watching it through the TV app, and the Sony TV app is dumb because you can't go back. You hit return, and it goes back to the last menu.
Yeah.
You can't, like, if you hit home, and, like, you can't get out of home unless you, like, hold it. It's dumb. I don't like that menu. I don't like using it at all. So I'm really happy that Amazon videos come into the Apple TV, so I can use that.
Yeah.
It might be way better.
Get the 4K streaming out of that.
Yeah, man.
Oof.
Yeah, boy! So, Michael, what do you think of Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan on Amazon? An Amazon Prime members exclusive, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
This isn't like a... Prime or Amazon Video, you have to have Prime to get it. Yeah. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the other shows, if you just subscribe to the video portion of it, which is not that much more expensive, like cheap, it's not that much cheaper than buying the $100 a year Prime membership because it's like not $8 a month. And I was like, pretty sure it's over $100.
Yeah.
If you do the math real quick, what's 12 times 8?
80 something. Well, 100 and something, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you're actually paying more, but I was like, all right, whatever. Doesn't matter. But you have to be an Amazon Prime member to watch it.
Yeah.
$160? No, 100.
Well, 8 times 12 would be 96.
Is that 96? So, yeah, I mean, almost the exact same price as buying Prime. And if you buy Prime during Christmas time and you get the cheaper price, when they do that every year,
yeah,
you know, obviously automatically cheaper. Anyways, Mike, what do you think of Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan?
It looks good. Like, we talked about the budget being pretty big for this, so it looks like a movie, which is cool to see a TV show, especially a streaming from an Amazon deal, look like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be good because all those movies that you referenced, it always felt like those movies were, like, if you really want to get into the character Jack Ryan, like, you need more time than just a 90-minute movie.
Is it because he's just a name in those ones?
Yeah. So to really, like, get to know the character and let him do, you know, have good story arcs and everything, it's cool that he has a TV show. And, I mean, the cast looks really good. John Krasinski is really good. There's some other people in the trailer, too. I don't know their names by heart, but you recognize them from other things. You're like, oh, this dude's a good actor. That dude's a good actor. So it should be fun. It sucks. I'm going to have to get Amazon Prime
or watch it. Joe Sinan.
Or just use Joe Sinan
to watch it. Which I told you that you can use, like, multiple times.
Which I had, but it took it away when it kicked me out of there. So
I'll get back to you.
Yeah. But, yeah, it looks good. Like I said, the most impressive thing was the budget, though. Like, how good it looked and how
visually you can see they spent some money on it for sure.
Like, they're not holding back. So if they're not holding back on production value, like, means they're really gonna put everything into this to make it a hit. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm pretty sure they had to spend a good amount of money just getting the rights to it, especially with the words Tom Clancy's on it. You know,
probably,
what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not a cheap thing. That's why Ubisoft keep making games, because they spent so much money out there. Like, no, we need to keep this going.
Yeah, they're
going to
use, I mean, especially since it's a name in the tactical espionage type of world. Yeah.
It holds a lot of weight.
It's going to sell. Exactly. It's going to sell. Exactly. Yeah.
I think it looks amazing. I was blown away. I know I sent you the teaser. Did you end up watching the teaser with just him at the table?
No.
Okay. So it's really, it was like, I was like, oh, because that's like, I've seen pictures of him. Like, they've displayed, hey, there's a picture of John Krasinski as Jack Ryan. I was like, oh, it looks John Krasinski in, like, you know, an outfit, whatever, right? And then I saw that teaser, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, it was, like, it was dark. It was like, oh, because it was, like, an interrogation room. And I was like, okay, all right. And it's, like, 16 seconds long. It's not very long at all. And then it was just a teaser for this coming out at New York Comic Con. And I was like, I saw this one, and I was like, yo, okay. Yeah, I'm so in. Like, I'm down. Like, don't make me wait every week to watch a new episode. You know what I mean? Like, give me all of whatever it's going to be, 12, 13, whatever episodes. I'll burn through them, sons of bitches. I don't give a shit. It looks so good. Because I like those. I like those, that espionage stuff a lot. Like, crime thrillers, blah, blah, blah. But this one looks so good.
It looks good. I have a couple of reservations about it. One being that I hope it's not like the type of shows that you have on regular cable right now, that are more of, they're more monster of the week type thing, but within the military terrorist, you know, aspect. The one that jumps to mind is NCIS, you know,
Blacklist,
or Blacklist, although I haven't really seen much of it, but I hope it's not like that. And I hope that they can bring in some of the previous novels that he's done, the better ones, the earlier ones that he wrote.
The ones he wrote.
Hunt for Red October, Cardinal of the Kremlin. You know, those are good espionage novels.
They could, because this is the beginning. This is like Shadow Recruit, where he's not.
But I'm hoping that, from what you see in the trailers, it seems like they focus mostly on terrorism. I get it. That's what's big in the world right now, but that's not what his original books were. They were mostly about Cold War-ish type things. You know, the Soviet Union. That's what you have. The Hunt for Red October, where you get introduced to Jack Ryan. In fact, where the Russian sub is defecting. You know, so I want stuff like that, which is more interesting and better than just, hey, this terrorist is over here. Well, let's go get him.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be, because I think it's not going to be an adventure of the week type thing. It's going to be a full on like continuation story through one season. Mm-hmm. But they can easily do it. I mean, obviously they're going to have to modernize it, because you can't
go right. And I do want to modernize, but
I mean, we technically have a Cold War going on right now, anyways.
But I just don't want it focused on terrorism.
It won't. I mean, this season obviously is. Clearly it is.
Yes.
But I think this is their way of introducing, and they can then adapt those other stories if they're smart. I mean, I would, because
and you totally have could, stuff, like you said, you know? You totally could. We still kind of, we don't have the best of relationship with Russia, but you can do other things.
I mean, North Korea, you know,
the big
stuff.
Thing about Hunt for October was just that the defecting captain had the most advanced sub in the Russian fleet, and so that's what he was defecting for, in order to just get away from Russia and be within the United States. The Cardinal of the Kremlin was about a spy within the Kremlin, you know, and you can adapt that to other places
like the Vatican.
North Korea or something like that is what I'm thinking of. So I just want more stuff like that. And I just don't want another terrorist of the week, terrorist of the, you know, season type of thing where they're trying to hunt down one guy. And that's what they end up doing for season after season after season.
Now, I think if they're smart, they'll change the scenery for every episode. I mean, it's going to be a terrorist of some sort for the most part, you know, or like not a terrorist, but like terrorism in a way, you know what I mean? But not like this is like obviously over in like Afghanistan type area, clearly, because you can see them there. But yeah, no, I mean, I think it looks pretty fucking rad.
Beyond that, yeah, I do.
And I mean, the trailer shows a decent amount of action too. Mm-hmm. And he's not like a super soldier. He's not just fucking punching through bitches.
No, and if they're starting at the beginning, he's not. He literally is, as he says in the trailer, I'm an analyst. I'm not field work.
Get the fuck on the plane.
You know? Yeah.
When he said it, I was like, yep. Use bad words, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yep. You give me one of two things. Bad language or little kids using swear words.
That is fantastic, you
know, yeah. I'm in every time. Like, you got me. Next up. Next. Justice League. So we just got the
final.
I think it's final full trailer.
Mm-hmm.
We may get an international like trailer. Mark? Yeah, I mean, it comes out in like a month.
Yeah, it should be the last one.
So it should. And we'll have. I know they're already hitting TV spots like crazy. The one I watched is essentially this like a portion of this trailer with something else to it. But I mean, you know, looks pretty cool. Michael, what do you think about this trailer? And we're going to go about this one. We'll go a little more detail into this one and the next one. So speak a little more about it.
I'm really excited about this movie. If you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, I tend to be a DC apologist.
Oh, yeah. Apologist.
I won't say apologist.
Other than I was going to say not gobbler, but
yeah,
apologist works.
But too. Also that. I understand that Batman v Superman had issues and it wasn't the best movie. But it also wasn't as bad as people wanted to make it out to be. And I also think people are looking at Marvel movies with rose-colored glasses right now. They're not as good. Not all of them are as good as everyone says they are. But besides that, I'm really excited about these next DC movies. What are you doing?
Sorry, the spring on my arm is off and it's bothering me all of a sudden.
All right.
But I can't touch it because it's going to make a huge noise. Keep going.
All right.
I'm going to try not to be bothered by it.
I'm just wanting to stare at mine. I'm like, well, mine looks okay. I don't know. No, but I'm really excited about this movie. And one of the things that everyone complained about Batman v Superman was the tone being so dark and so, you know, heavy and dramatic the whole way through. And clearly they took a huge note on that and they made this one with more levity to it. There's some more jokes. There's some funny stuff to it, which we saw in the original sizzle reel stuff that we saw from Comic-Con a year ago.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah. So, but what I was worried about is I didn't want them to turn this into a Marvel movie. And clearly by watching it's not a Marvel movie. They just threw some more jokes in there and some more clever writing to make it a little bit more not so fucking much of a drag. So I'm super stoked about this one. Aquaman is clearly going to be my favorite character ever, maybe. He's fucking awesome in this. And then just like the giddiness of the Flash.
About everything.
You know, just how like awestruck he looks, and then like the the like when he sees the bat symbol at the end, and he's like, like his eyes just light up, and he talks about it. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about this movie.
Joseph,
there's not much more I can add to that because yeah, it's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, right? There is.
It's dark. It's sad at times from the trailer. I totally want that in a superhero movie, because then you can understand that these characters are human in some cases. You know, not everything has to be brightly colored and easily understood and, you know, black and white as a lot of the Marvel movies end up being. But it, you know, it hits you as the sadness because, you know, it's drugged throughout the trailer that Superman is gone. You know, he's ostensibly he's dead in the movie. Up until, you know, he probably comes back towards the end, but who knows how that'll happen or what that'll look like.
Oh, it's gonna be so badass. It's gonna be at the end, everyone, it's gonna be like 15 minutes of ridiculous action sequences, and the Justice League about to get their asses whooped, and then Superman Tony
Dick gonna flop out and be like,
yeah,
I'm gonna fuck all you bitches.
American woman.
Nope,
nope.
But then Superman. But the one thing I did, do you think when he shows back up, black suit or OG
leaked,
suit?
The leaked picture was him in the black suit.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean.
I'm just saying that's what I hope.
That's what I hope too.
That's what I hope we find out, is they didn't bury anybody on either side, and Lois brought him back to the ship. She knows where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she knows it's there. Brings it back, it repairs him, obviously, because it needs to be repaired, because... I don't know if you guys know, if you remember, if you didn't blank out all of Batman v Superman, which a lot of people did, that motherfucker got a hole punched through him. Like, literally punched a hole through him. It wasn't like, oh, I got stabbed. There was a large, sharp, fisty thing that Doomsday had, and he put it in one side, and it came out the other.
Mm-hmm.
It was legitimately the definition of a hole punched in you.
Yeah, man.
In the comic books, he got that, his ass beat. And eventually, he's like, I won, but I'm going to collapse now because I'm beat up a lot. And they're like, oh, it just took a long time for him to heal. Cool. This dude had his organs moved and or removed from his body with a big sharp fisty thing. And like, normally, yes, I know he's an alien and his like stuff may be different than ours, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of important organ stuff in that midsection that now has a hole.
No, to it. Oddly enough, all the important stuff is in the left elbow.
Oh, it's yeah, one of those things, right? So that's why he's always leaning to his right.
Yeah, yeah.
Protect that elbow. That
left elbow.
Protect that elbow. One of those times he's gonna get in a close quarter fights and hit it on the corner like the funny bone. He's just gonna collapse.
Yeah, he's gonna pass yep. out.
They're like, what the? Did we win?
Bruised lungs.
He's a Balchinian.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good line.
You're welcome.
I'll give that one.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, I would like to see
funny. I'm actually not going to say a nice change of pace, because I do like the pacing and the tone of the Batman or of Man of Steel and Batman versus Superman. I had no problems with the tones. You
know, I think the humor that they use in all of the movies. Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman, Suicide Squad, and Wonder Woman. Those are the four we've had so far. People forget about those. Those last two overall, because everybody's like, oh, this is a sequel to Batman Superman. Well, fucker, it is a continuation of all of them. Like,
yeah. The comedic tone in all those movies fit those movies.
Yeah, exactly. They were made for that. There was humor in all of them, but they didn't have, like, you don't want Batman cracking wise. You don't want Superman cracking wise.
No.
They make sardonic references and things like that that are funny to those characters.
Yeah.
Like the whole like, oh shit, like part in Batman and Superman where he's like, the dude just shot like a laser beam, like out of his eyeballs, like shit, you know what I mean? Like that's funny because it's like Batman's like, he almost said shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's funny. But like Barry being over, like super geeked out about being next to Batman and Wonder Woman and seeing the bat signal is hilarious.
Yeah, because that's Barry. That's the type of
and he's a young kid.
Yeah, yeah. He's young. It
makes sense.
He's super giddy about it.
Like he's not his heroes. Literally, his heroes are now working with him. Like you could. That's trans. Everyone has that moment where they could see themselves. Like, how excited would you have been if you got to do anything with your heroes in whatever walk of life that you were, you know, in love with as a kid. He gets to do it, you know. So it makes sense to have him be the comedic relief in it.
Yeah, and then you have the Cyborg has a, like those serious funny lines, you know, like the flight's not over, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, where it's humorous, but it's not like slapstick humor. Yeah. And then, of course, you have Aquaman, who's just, every fucking word out of his mouth is just gold.
He seems, dude.
Just super chill. You know, he's like super excited to stab motherfuckers with his trident.
Yeah.
Like, and he gets caught and he's like, yeah, buddy. I was like, it's fantastic. And like, even the fact that he fucks up that saying that Batman, that he says to Batman,
yeah,
strong man's as strong as he is by himself or whatever. I was like, yes, it's exactly what he would say. Because
mm-hmm.
like, he's a strong dude. He's like, I don't need nobody else.
And what was cool about having Jason Momoa do this character is like, this was the one character you couldn't really pull from very many. Like, there are some comics where Aquaman's a pretty big badass, but everyone remembers Aquaman as the kind of corny one. You know what I mean? Like, nobody really remembers Batman as the Batman 66 anymore. You know what I mean? There's been enough stuff.
There's a few people that do. Well, but those people don't count as human beings. So yeah,
but I mean, there's other massive points of references now. Nobody really thinks of Superman anymore as the, you know, the guy.
Big Blue Boy Scout. Yeah.
Like, there's enough of humanizing now where that's changed. So, but Aquaman hasn't really had a big run doing anything else. So it's cool because they had a clean slate to do basically whatever they wanted for Aquaman. Like, all it had to be was him being able to, you know, survive underwater, and you could put any twist on it that you want. And they went with the fucking crazy concert dude, bar fight guy. Fucking,
I'll say this though.
They went with Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa, you're Aquaman. No. I don't want you to act like Aquaman. You're Aquaman now.
And he's just like, oh, so, cool, man.
He's like, all right.
I dig it.
They're like, Les Guinness on camera.
Yeah.
He's all, yeah. Oh, okay. Man, you had me scared. I will say this though. I don't know who he trained with. If he trained with the same people that Gal, Batfleck and Henry train with, this dude is ripped.
I'm 90% sure that's just how he is all the time.
You
follow his Instagram though, don't you? You see him just doing like, oh, it's Thursday, we're doing rock.
Oh yeah, that's today. Just it's like that's just his thing.
That's fun. It's like,
but it's like, dude, he is like that one scene where he's like like waist deep, like basically dick deep in the water.
Yeah,
and he turns. I was like, yo,
those fucking pecs that just like,
I was like, bro,
roll over the is other that muscles.
Is that CG? You got CG? You using CG? Not you?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I got rock hard just looking at it. I was like, Jesus Christ. What is going on with this guy? I was like, this is physically impossible. Like,
it looks like it, but obviously it's not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen his Instagram, so I know it's like, plus the amount of beer that gentleman ingests just tells me that beer was not what made me fat.
No.
Definitely not.
No.
Especially
Guinness that he drinks.
I used to drink a lot of Guinness. I was like, well, I should probably have to, you know, I should probably, a lot of calories. Nah, man.
I'm pretty sure it's the fact that you're not rock climbing
and
going out and enjoying life like
surfing
he does. Surfing for
9 hours. Yeah.
I don't think that dude owns a TV. Like, I'm
pretty sure. He owns a TV.
As like what?
He put it in his kids' room, I think. No, he plays Xbox.
I don't even think his kids play or watch TV. Because he's always with his kids doing the, you know, rock climbing and this and as that. Well, and visiting here and visiting there.
Going on relief missions to some other country.
Yeah.
I brought this up last night when we were hanging out. The trailer looks really cool. I think tonally it fits a lot with what we saw before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna say I was afraid of what Joss Whedon was gonna do. I was more looking forward to see if I could see what he did differently with it, and I couldn't.
No.
Because I knew, I mean, Joss Whedon's an artiste, but he's also one of those guys that plays along with everybody, and we know that. I mean, yes, that's why he kind of parted ways with Marvel, because he wanted to do other things that they didn't want, and he was good enough to know, like, hey, I'm going to do what I'm contracted to do. I'm not going to try to alter everything. He made everything go along the way it was supposed to, because he knows what he's supposed to do. That's what he is. And same thing here. He stepped in when Zack Snyder unfortunately had some family issues, and I wasn't worried that he was going to come in and like irreparably change everything, because he's not bringing an all new everybody. From what I read, he was just taking Zack's spot and rewriting some dialogue that wasn't actually, or not even rewriting, writing dialogue, because the added on scenes, the reshoots they're doing, they're not so much they call them reshoots, but they're not reshoots. Like, oh, we didn't like this, we're doing them. They're extending scenes. They're bringing in new parts of it. They're doing shoot like extra scenes for it. But he's writing dialogue for those things. But he's a smart enough gentleman to know that he's playing in someone else's sandbox. He's not going to like, oh, now all of a sudden Batman's outfit is yellow. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not going to change things
how they like, speak drastically. Or,
yeah.
Or what they look like.
He's going to write cleverly in the world he's in.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good enough person. And obviously there's a reason they brought him in. Because obviously, Zach, like, if they brought someone that Zach didn't think was a good fit, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have stayed around.
Yeah.
They're not going to be like, oh, sorry, Zach, you can do your own thing. We're gonna fox it up, you know.
Yeah.
That's not how they're doing things. And I think I had a hard time trying to figure out what was differentially shot, because I mean he's working with the same DP, he's working with the same everybody, so it's not like he can go to him and go, hey guys, let's change the filter on this, like make this brighter. It's not that's not how it's gonna happen.
No.
And I don't want that to happen. No. I like the fact that DC movies are dark.
Yeah.
Because DC comics are dark. Marvel comics are bright.
Yeah.
Even the night scenes are bright. It's just like how it is. That's the two worlds. That's mainly how you can tell them apart. Plus, like, DC has a lot of, like, people in, like, outfits that pinpoint what they are versus, like, Marvel doesn't. Like, the Flash is, like, got a flashy outfit. Batman, just like a big bat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Captain America just wears a Captain America flag. It's pretty fucking obvious. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just brighter in general. But I do like the fact that all the characters look distinctly different than they have before. Well, not so much Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman looks exactly the same as she did in Wonder Woman.
But yeah.
That's because it's the same Wonder Woman. We don't have another Wonder Woman so far, movie-wise. But Batman still looks different than every other version of Batman we have. Mm-hmm. They didn't try to make him more realistic looking like they did in the Nolan movies,
you know. And that worked for the Nolan movies
because that's the world he built, you know. Exactly. This one, there are superheroes. You can have a dude in a Batman suit and he doesn't look ridiculous because you have a dude who's silver,
yeah,
has a glowy red eye and his arm turns into a gun.
Yeah,
like the dude in a bat suit fits in all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Like
he's the most normal of all of them.
Yeah, like if anything he's like the most tame. Like if he wore a tie, it would look ridiculous.
Yes.
But he fits in with so much. Like, in Aquaman, dude didn't wear a shirt the entire time.
Nope.
Like, eventually he had armor on. I was like, oh, so they gave him armor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I would have expected him to be like, nah, man, free the nipples. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You know? I'm gonna throw my trident, and I'm going to wear no shirt.
I watched part of Guardians of the Galaxy 2 last night. Yeah. My nipples are simple, or sensitive.
Yep, yeah. Fantastic. So I mean, I think it looks really good. The one thing, and I'm gonna ask him. I know I pointed it out to you and Tim last night, Joe. I'm gonna ask Mike. Mike, did you see the only thing that didn't fit in that whole trailer? There's one scene. Do you know what I'm talking about? Did you spot it? So in the beginning of the trailer, I like the way they do it because they show each of them separately.
Yeah,
and they all seem to be struggling with something. And then, obviously, like, at the end, they're all kind of coming together. You start to see them in pairs, and then you see more of them together. And then, obviously, they're looks like they're doing better as they're playing as a team. You know, one of them is grabbing those wing dudes off of Batman's car.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa fucking lands and goes, yeah! Like, you know, fucking, yeah, yes. I mean, every time. Like, literally, I threw a dollar at the screen every time he does it. I was like, I'm going to be poor as shit in a minute. But the one scene, the part of it when they're all, like, kind of, like, getting their asses beat, you see Flash start to run, and then his foot hits a step. And I was like, is that, I mean, the only thing I can think of is that's like the only thing that happened to him badly or something. But I was like, it's such an odd thing to put in there. Like, show him getting punched by something or hit by something. All right,
yeah, cool. That was a little weird. I didn't notice like, that.
And you don't even see him fall. You see his foot hit.
And then you see
Cyborg. And then you see Aquaman fly against that pillar.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, and then you see Cyborg trying to lift whatever that glowy or that rippling black orb thing is, which obviously has to do with something that Darkseid is bringing over because it's inside something, like a war machine of some sort. But this is like, why that, like the only thing I can think of is there not a scene where he gets punched or
well, I bet there
without
is.
Spoiling something. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like, but exactly. What a weird thing to have in there. Like, they go through all the footage, like, wow, all we have is him tripping. But it's like not even him tripping, it's his foot getting caught on a step.
And then we just cut to the next.
And then he's cuts. Like, you don't even see him tumble, which I think would be amazing because he'd be like all fast and slow.
Yeah.
And then pick back up and run, you know,
which
whatever.
Would make sense for the scene, yeah, because you're showing him in trouble. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like his foot, I was like, it was so weird to me. And I watched it all the way through, and then I, in my head, I was like, all right, I gotta go back and look at that again. Cause like, why? Because they show him so confident running, mm-hmm, and you see him zigzag up like what looks to be those same stairs ish things, and his foot catches and like nothing. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. I don't make movies, so I don't get to judge. I just thought it was really bizarre.
It was.
But this trailer had so many cool fucking like visuals in it too. You have all like their I call them hero moments. We see Batman standing on the rooftop and the bat symbol in the background, and the I'm going to continue calling it the Batwing because calling it the Batjet makes me fucking super angry. But the Batwing comes up and you see it, and I was like, oh, it's so dope. I was like, mm-hmm, yo, yes, yes. Like, rock hard. Please, God, just let the Batman movie look like that. I just want him on rooftops and punching motherfuckers like he did in that goddamn scene in Batman and Superman.
The warehouse scene.
Because if you give me those two things and him like jumping off, like shooting the little grappling hook,
that might be one
there,
of the best scenes in
any comic movie ever made.
Yeah,
yes.
Comic book movies in general.
Yes, because it was specifically Batman. He tricked him. He outsmarted him. He punched him.
He brute forced him and he stabbed him.
Fucking stabbed the motherfucker in the chest.
Like, yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
If Batman stabs somebody, I'm not going to hate that movie. Like, yeah. No matter how bad that, the rest of it is.
But
I'm not
pulls
hate
the
it.
Knife out of himself and does it. Yeah. He's just like,
yeah. Want this really? Back?
Hey, you forgot your knife. Here you go.
Yeah.
But there's that scene. There's a scene of Wonder Woman standing on top of that statue, which I still think looks oddly shaped because she's like holding the sword out and the scale is like, all right, I guess it's kind of like imagery of her and like, but I was like, it just seemed odd. Yeah. You know what I mean? That creeped me.
We don't know
fuck
where
out.
That post what?
Your leg.
Oh, did I hit you?
I was like, what is in this room that just touched my leg?
I was just stretching my leg. Yeah, out a little
but the
bit.
Other thing is, we don't know where that statue's at either, right?
So, well, you can kind of see a city behind it.
Yeah, but we
it
don't know
be,
like the way the city is designed might.
It might be.
Inform
it might be
how
in France because she works, you know, at the Louvre, so it might be somewhere around there. But there's that one. There's Jason Momoa in the water. Not the him standing there ripped in the water, but when he pops up behind whatever that is, and he's like. Like, dude, like, he looks so fucking cool. His hair floating. He's just like, let's do this.
Did
like,
they make that? They made that movie, right?
That movie is, I don't know if it's, I don't, it's not, I know it's in post-production. They're doing all the special effects and stuff, but I'm pretty sure he left principal shooting to go make that Bruce Willis movie.
Yeah.
And then he finished and he went and did something else, which had, I can't remember what it was. And now he's filming that show that's on Netflix, the one he did the first season of, where it's about the
Frontier.
Yeah, they're doing the second season right now because he's posted a picture of him in his full on Indian gear, massive man. By the
way. Yeah,
I don't know if they just hired just short ass people to be around him that show. He is so much bigger than literally everybody on that show. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
and amazing. He is brutal as fuck. By the way,
well, I bet
he uses tomahawks and shit and just messes bitches up. He punches one dude so hard that his like tephuses rattled out of his face. Oh man, it was so good.
Huh.
Murdered so many people in that, like the first three episodes alone, his body count is Terminator level.
Jeez.
Dude, because he's known as this like the butcher. Mm-hmm. But he's like really like he's like, you know, oh dude, he is fucked up. It's awesome. Anyways, there's the image of Cyborg has that like sideways like look to him. There's the Flash getting ready to run. Pretty dope. One of the other scenes, one of the things I like with the Flash is like the team up scene. Batman's driving. Wonder Woman flies by, grabs those two dudes, the two flying alien things as they're trying to pry open the Batmobile. And then when it sees, you see her, and then you see the Flash. Well, we don't see the Flash, but you see a Flash run. But I like the way they make him run from the perspective of other people. It's just like this little cloud of a bolt of lightning just shoots real quick. It's not like a a big trail. It's just like this, like, and it's like this little, like, probably 6 to 8 foot long lightning bolt just kind of shoots.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not, and it's like, not like pew pew pew. It's just real, real angled. You know what I mean? And you see him just run past the Batmobile, and then Batman blows through that fucking building, and then Jason Momoa lands on the fucking things. Yeah, I was like,
which was amazing.
I was like, all right, you got me. The only thing I don't want is one more trailer where they show us Superman. I don't want that.
Where they
tease it? Yeah, I want, because in the last the last one they released from this year's San Diego Comic Con, you see what you think is him with Alfred.
Yeah.
And that's all I want. I don't want them to show us anymore. I just want, in the movie, fucking last third of the movie,
what he shows up. About that, know? Is whether or not they showed or not is going to be based on, like, test audience bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to focus group that, and they're going to be like...
Well, they've already done those.
But that's what I'm saying, though. So that has determined whether or not they're going to show an actual picture of Superman before the movie comes out.
Yeah,
because they might feel like, oh, this isn't tracking well enough. We might need to put...
Because like, they've gone all in. I get it, because that's the tagline for it. They've gone all in with the five of them, with Bats, Wonder Woman, Cyborg, Aquaman, and the Flash. Like, everything is just them. Like, there's that iconic poster now where it's just the heads, you know, like the, and there's like the new one that was on there was like the, they did the solos and they showed them all together, like, standing there. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, they're showing like all the time is just those five, the five of them. So, I mean, obviously, like, the big campaign is not to show him too much.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why is because he doesn't show up in the legit red and blue outfit just yet. And I think that's why we may see him in the black costume. Because it's going to be a la his dad was in the first movie and, like, Zod was, where it's just, like, the black, like, that grayish black suit. Because that's all the picture was that leaked online. He did have a longer hair and a beard, and a beard-ish, not like a, like, not my beard, like, more like Joe's beard. So, like, that would be, like, what I would expect. Like, he just shows up and he's just red eyes, fucking fucking things up, fucking aliens up, just punching. Get off my adopted planet, just messing motherfuckers up.
Get off my planet.
And
the aliens come in their ships and they blow up the White House. And
no.
Wrong movie?
No. No Roland Emmerich. It's not going to happen here.
Damn it.
I know you love Roland Emmerich because of fucking Stargate.
Yeah. We also love Roland Emmerich because of Stargate.
Because we also love... What?
Good one.
Yeah!
Now, the only question about I have about the movie and actually the original comic, because I haven't read it, and that is, was that the storyline where when he comes back, he gets split into multiple personalities?
No. So when he dies... He's still dead, air quotes, by the way, for people who can't see us because they're not watching the video. That's going to confuse people. They're going to think there's a video. There's not. It's just audio. The video is just for our private use for later. When he dies, air quotes, Joe's like, I don't masturbate to our videos.
Because I don't watch our videos.
Oh, you don't watch our videos either?
No.
Why would I edit those and send them to you if you're not going to watch them? That's all Mike does.
I don't know,
man. He just jerks it to us, like, nonstop.
It's weird.
23/7.
Pretty sure he just jerks at 23/7.
Need a rest.
Totally.
Yeah.
Need a rest.
Well, that's what the podcast is for.
Yeah. That's, he's like, oh, great. Podcast longer than an hour because he's going to work that into my jerk session now.
Got a double jerk.
This is really cutting into my jerking time.
Right hand, left hand. Right hand, left hand. Honey, where's my sandwich?
Anyways.
When he dies, the Superman essence, I don't know what you want to call it, finds a way to go on as he's healing, and you get the splits. So then you get, like, Cyborg Superman, you get Superboy.
Man of Steel.
You get Steel. And then much later, he splits into the two organisms, the blue and red. That's way after he comes back.
Well, I was mostly talking about Steel and
Superboy. Yep.
So that is from this storyline.
That would have happened basically in between when he died in this movie. Those would have been there.
So, but you don't think there's a possibility that we get hints of stuff like that in this movie? Or do you think that they just...
No, because the way they've talked about it is like... Because with the big thing with that in the comic is they were the new Superman.
Yes.
So like this, the way this trailer especially comes out is like they're the world's still mourning the loss of Superman. There is no Superman.
Right, but you don't think that that it just could have taken more time to come out?
It could have. I mean, yeah. I mean, they could do anything at this point. I mean,
right.
We were supposed to get a Batgirl in Batman v Superman. So
yeah.
I mean, you know,
how would you feel if they did that? If they did it right, it
I think having nods to it, you know, like saying like a newspaper article in Lois's apartment or whatever that was, or townhouse or whatever she woke up in all distraught, which by the way is the saddest way to start a fucking trailer off, by the way, is her just dreaming of like her lost love.
Yeah.
And the fact that he never got to see her wearing the ring. I was just like, cool, hey, let me pause this real quick and wipe my eyes because I can't see my fucking tears right now. Dicks. Yeah, if it was like little things like she has a news article about this man of steel, air quotes, you know, like whatever, and it shows a guy lifting a car or whatever it happens to be, or even like the evidence of like a black leather jacket with a yellow Superman symbol on it, that sort of stuff, or even like the shitty spray paint that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Just little things like that would be fine. I think it would just be to have real mentions or showing them would just be too convoluted to the main story they're trying to go with, which is not so much his resurrection, but more of like the coming together of the Justice League. So I mean, yes, having nods to it, dope. I'm down. Let's do it. Because I'm always about like that's why like you guys remember on the podcast, but you guys especially, I picked the fuck apart of that fucking first Batman vs Superman trailer with the spray paint on Robin's outfit and the newspaper clippings. I was like conspiracy theoried, and you guys know I was, because I was like sending you screen clips, look at this, and like blah blah blah. Like I was just like, what if he is, like I was like ridiculous. I was reading Reddit subreddits like a motherfucker, like Game of Thrones style. I'm just deep diving, finding fucking fan theories and shit. Like I was all about it. I'm trying not to do that so much, and it's not working, because like yeah, like day before was Star Wars. Ooh, son, I was on Wikipedia, I was on Fanipedia, I was on everywhere just trying to like, oh, what's this reference for? And then I'm like looking at like stuff because the game's coming out. I was fucking deep. Speaking of Star Wars,
what?
We got, again, they say the final trailer for Star Wars The Last Jedi. Monday Night Football was supposed to be the premiere. Disney decided that wasn't good enough, and they shot that shit early. They're like, yo, it's supposed to be around 8:30. Here it is at 7. Fuck you, Monday Night Football.
Here's one thing I wanna say. This is The Last Jedi. Remember when they first titled it? When the first release, what the title is?
Yep.
And everyone's all like, oh, who's The Last Jedi? Who's The Last Jedi? And we calmly explain, obviously, it's Luke Skywalker's The Last Jedi.
Well, also the fact that Jedi is
plural. Yeah, and it's like, it's Luke. It's not a big deal. Like, people are freaking out, and they're like, is Rey the last Jedi? And it's like, well, Rey might be a Jedi someday. I don't know.
But she's not yet.
She's not a fucking Jedi yet.
Even at the end of The Force Awakens, she's not a Jedi yet. Yeah, she can use a lightsaber, but it doesn't make you a Jedi.
So it makes me happy that Twitter... I don't think I sent this to you guys.
Oh, way to leave us out of the fucking loop.
I don't know, but you guys seen it, I'm sure.
Not if it was on Twitter.
I'm sure Cody's seen it.
I've probably seen it. He fucking
definitely. So basically, somebody posted, I think it was Vanity Fair, posted an interview with the director and somebody else. And in the tweet where the link was, they're like,
oh, is it the one with Rian Johnson and Kathleen Kennedy?
Yeah. And they're like, what does The Last Jedi mean? Blah, blah, blah. These two aren't telling us, but here's what our interview with them. You know what I mean? Or who's The Last Jedi? Good luck trying to get answers out of these two. Here's the article. And then Johnson just replied to the tweet, said, it's Luke. Like, that was the only thing he said to it. And I was like, yeah, man, because it's not that big of a fucking deal. Like, nobody should be freaking out about this.
Yeah, because
it made me really happy that he was just like, this is no time for his clickbitty.
Yeah, stop it.
And the other thing, too, is people don't want to, like, I've been racking my brain, but I'm obviously not smart enough to be writing Star Wars comics, even though I tried once. We're not going to go into that. But the three subtitles for the three movies, so episode 7, 8, and 9, will make a sentence. So it's The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, whatever those last beats are. I don't think it's yesterday. I don't think he actually... He just wakes up and go,
The Last Jedi
tomorrow. Oh, it was a good 35-year nap. No, I don't think that's what happened. But yeah, so it's like, what? Like, what does... Yo, JJ, let's just give me the words. Like, two things. If the words spoil what happens in episode 8, don't tell me what they are. If they don't,
please just
fucking tell me, because it's driving me insane. What does it do?
That's confirmed for sure, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Lucasfilms and Disney came out and said, this is that if you put them together. And they did a fucked up thing too. Is they said, "Here's The Force Awakens, here's The Last Jedi, and here's just the Star Wars logo." And I was like, "You guys are dicks." You know,
The
Force
Awakens, The Last Jedi, yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah, it's like, what goes between there? Like, what when you go, what goes in there? What's in them? What's in those words?
Like a couple years ago, it would have been great if it was The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, Han Solo dies in the end.
That's true.
That would have pissed everybody off. It would have been great.
Anyways, so the new trailer came out, and what's funny about it is the day before, it's been hyped. Mark Hamill spoiled the beans that it was coming out on that day, like 2 weeks ago or something. But Sunday, the ever-present Rian Johnson, the director and co-writer of this movie, came out and said, "Hey, like, I know, like, we've already announced officially the new trailer is coming out on Monday during Monday Night Football. Don't watch it." I was like, "Well, first off, that's impossible."
Yeah,
because I am a very social media person. I also have friends and the internet.
You're like, cool. So, I won't watch it on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
But I will watch it everywhere else.
Yeah, I was like, I won't watch football. You're going to drive me away from watching that one game of football a year that I'd probably watch because they're Star Wars shares during it. But I was like, nothing you can tell me will stop me from watching this. You could literally tell me, hey, this trailer gives away everything. Cool. I'm going to watch it. Why? I love Star Wars. Like, I can't not watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm going to watch it. Like, I don't know what your kind of crazy Jedi mind tricks you're trying to use on me, but it didn't work. And then he kept tweeting shit about it. Like, he tweeted the teaser, and then he tweeted the poster. And I was like, yo, like, your words and what you doing confusing me. Because at one point you say, hey, with your fancy words, don't watch the new trailer. But all the actions you do after that is, hey, bitch, get ready to watch the trailer.
Yeah.
Like, this is exactly what happened. I was like, all right, so I don't know if the typey part of your brain and the upload part of your brain are two different areas, but they need to start talking.
Yeah.
Because what your face is saying and what your body's doing are drastically different.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I don't want to paint this room. Why is he painting it? Like, this, sir, that is not how this works. You can't say one thing and make me think you're doing something else because I can visually see you painting the room.
Yeah.
Don't eat this. Well, you're eating it.
Yeah.
So you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Well, he also tweeted out yesterday, forget everything I said, watch it, with a link to the trailer.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know, did they give someone else the shot to edit that trailer, which it doesn't seem like they would have, because
I think he was just,
they're in love with him right now. People. Like, they're like...
Yeah, I think he's just clowning on people.
Yeah, but I was like, yo, like, I was like, first off, A, you say that, and then B, you give me that dope-ass poster? Yeah, I'm definitely not watching that fucking trailer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I watched that piece of shit fucking Twitter one 3 times before I realized I could probably find it somewhere else. Because, by the way, Twitter, if you don't know this already, your video quality is fucking terrible. Like, the kind of terrible, if someone wrote a novel on Twitter, that's how terrible your video quality would be.
Damn, that's terrible.
It's so bad. Like, I was like, even blown up like on a really nice display at work, I was like, it says it's HD, but I think that means high def fuzzy because this does not look great. And I was like, I went to YouTube and I was like, all right, and there it was. And I was like, all right, cool. If this looks the same, I'm going to be super disappointed because I'm going to have to watch Monday Night Football.
And no, it wasn't.
Nope. Fucking fantastic.
Because I had the same issue when I watched it on YouTube, and I was like, wow, this is fantastic. I bet it looks even better through the Apple Trailers app. Looked horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the stream or if it was
the video itself. I can't ever get anything to play right on the Apple Trailers
app. I will say this, though. I don't know. Like, I can stream an HD quality movie and soon to be 4K quality movie through my Apple TV. Thanks for the middle finger. And the quality is fantastic.
It is.
But if you go
I was on the YouTube app on my Apple TV.
Yeah, and it looks great.
And it looked fantastic.
You go over and you watch something on the Apple's trailer one, and A, it takes a little while to load.
It did.
And then you're like, well, quality's not great. And well, then I was
what
like...
What was happening with me is that you could see like these black lines going across the image like real quick. And it's not just like one line. It was like the whole image had black lines, and it was only just like every couple of seconds you would see them, and it's just like, this is awful.
It must have had Apple. Like a bad upload or something, or what, or their system was just fucking crashing like the ticket ones were.
If I remember, I'm gonna go watch it tomorrow and see how it looks on the Apple trailers.
I'll watch it tonight at one point, because I'm sure I'll be on my Apple TV today. Well, definitely be on my Apple TV tomorrow. Day off, nothing but video games and watching stuff.
Is that when your Apple TV comes in tomorrow?
No,
Friday.
It comes in Friday. To deal with my stupid HD one.
Yeah.
Peasants. It's like walking in Destiny. Ugh, who does that?
I do.
Yeah, you still, do. Because you still have a Sparrow.
I don't know how to get
one.
You
haven't beat it, right? I know for a fact, if you beat the game, you get one.
Right.
But I know for a fact, I wonder if Taj lied and he's gave himself one. Because you can put one in your vault, and your vault's shared with all your characters, so you just pull out one and you'd have it. But
that would mean that he'd have to beat it on a different character.
He already had. So the character you and I were playing, when we were playing the other night, that's his second character.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So he's already, like a nerd, gone back and played another one. I technically have, but I haven't really put much time into it. I was like, I just don't want to go through all the... I already have cool shit, and I want better cool shit from the character I already put time in, so I'm just going to run with this. I have multiple friends that have three fully fleshed out characters.
And I couldn't see that.
And that's way too much fucking nonsense for me. And I play that game a lot. Anyways, I digress. There's three things in this world that will get me distracted from whatever I'm talking about. Star Wars, Stephen King, and Destiny. Or whatever current video game I'm playing that I enjoy a lot. Right now it's Destiny. Those three things will literally get me off track of whatever the fuck I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time. Like the other day, we were talking about Star Wars trailer. Like we were every time a new one comes out. And I just got on this, and there's this. And like, and I bring up like Wikipedia's pages of like, this is this, and like, this is what this means, and this is reference. And Jacob's like, cool, I'm gonna walk slowly out of the room and go somewhere else because you're starting to scare me.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing the other day with Jackie when we were talking about Stephen King, about It. I started going all these, there's this, and this is a reference to this. And she's like, cool, I'm gonna slowly back out of the room. I'm like, why does everyone keep leaving? Just
crazy.
Trying to share knowledge. Like, no, you get like a psycho look in your eyes and the words start like just spinning out of your face and make no sense.
It's because you have this ability that I wish I had to be excited about things.
Yeah, I love things.
I lost that ability I went to college, I think, and worked for Best Buy for so long.
Yeah, that's probably
that
last one is definitely what
fucking
killed you.
Kills your enthusiasm about everything. Like I get, like I really do enjoy things, but I just don't have that outward enthusiasm that you have, where it's just so super excited.
Yeah, I get pretty retarded about some of that stuff. Yeah. Anyways, speaking of which, Michael, what did you think of the trailer?
I liked it.
Good insight. I like what you brought.
Yeah.
Just now.
My biggest takeaway is, whoever edited this trailer together, they're doing a lot of misdirection, I think.
And they're dickbags.
Yeah, they're doing a whole lot of,
because they don't have a whole lot of like steady shots on certain things. It's like, that was pretty, where the fuck did it go? That was super cool. And it never goes back to it. You're like, you motherfuckers. And they do the other thing too, and I don't know if you caught on this. They show expanded portions of scenes we saw in the last one, but like, slightly different takes on it, you know, like a different camera angle, but you know it's from that. You're like, you know, I think you're just, at this point, you're literally just staring at the tip. You're not spitting on it, you're breathing on it, like whatever. You're just staring at it, making me think you're gonna touch it in some way, but you're not. You're just gonna stare at it for a while, and eventually I'm not gonna be able to hold it any longer, and like, blood's gonna have to return to where it normally is at, and I just can't handle that. Anyways,
but like, That's the thing is, like, I don't think there's a lot of franchise or even just movie. I don't think there's any other movies that could get made right now or anybody else that could make a movie right now and get away with this trailer wise. Like, Star Wars is Star Wars. You know what I mean? Like,
it's its own beast no matter what.
And it's especially these episodic ones, these the episodes, not the Star Wars stories, because you're going to have to explain those a little bit more. But these episodes, everyone is on board, dude. Like, you don't have to sell this. You could never give any footage out. You know what I mean?
You could literally
just say Star Wars, December, whatever.
Yeah, you could just show the title card.
Yeah.
And then maybe the poster or something, and people were like, all right, well, that was the greatest show ever made.
You know what I mean? Literally, Star Wars would do the exact same business, give or take a small amount, if they didn't show anything at all. And they know that, so now they can do these trailers where, like, they're only giving you what you know you're going to, you know, what we know from previous movies we're going to get. We know Rey's going to go through training. We know Luke's going to be apprehensive about training because he lost Kylo that way. We know Kylo's going to be fucking pissed. And we know, you know what I mean? Like, we know these things. And that's all they show you in the trailers. Just things that we know. And then, again, with the, I think they're doing misdirection. Like, when at the end of the trailer, it makes it look like Rey's asking to join Kylo, basically. That's not, I don't believe that's happening. If it does,
I think it's the other way.
Even if it has nothing to do, it looks like two different scenes. Yeah. But even if it's not, like, it's obviously misleading. Just the same way as the last trailer, it was like, it's time for
the Jedi to end. The one thing I know is it's the time for the Jedi to end.
Yeah, so I think that's a little misleading too. I think there's words after that, and we talked about that.
We kind of know that already.
Broke the story on that.
Booyah, bitches!
Yeah. Newsbreakers.
Newsbreakers.
But Star Wars can do that. Nobody else can do that. So it's kind of fun watching this, and people are, I mean, I'm doing it, you're doing it. Everyone's going to dissect as much as they can. Everyone's going to dissect as much as they can from the posters, which we've done too. But in the end, like, people could be purposely doing things just to fuck with us at this point because they don't give a fuck because they know we're going to throw money at this. And
which
we're
gonna they watch already it have.
Anyway. So, good on you, Star Wars.
Way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, what'd you think of the trailer?
It was gorgeous. visually and audibly, there's just something about that score that they have and the different ways that they play it. You get the just the key taps of a piano and you're like, I can recognize what score that is, but it just is so beautifully done in this trailer. I'm gonna have to disagree. I don't think that that at the end there, Kylo and Rey are talking in the same situation.
We'll see.
I really want to say that Rey is talking to Luke in some sort of cave, just the way the audio is, and it's much more. It has an echo to it. Kylo doesn't say anything. He just puts his hand out. But from what it looks like, where Kylo is something where something is burning in the background. And to me, it's just, and where Rey is, it's, she's just around a campfire. That's the way I see it.
I mean, you can say whatever you want.
I love the updated weapons in this. Every single movie seems to update some of the more iconic weapons from the Empire. You get the new AT-ATs.
AT-M6.
Yeah, where it looks like they have like the
Krillo walkers.
The hands that are curled over, kind of that it looks freaking awesome.
The dreadnought, you see the dreadnought on
yeah
screen
the dreadnought
twice.
That's right, yeah. We finally get an actual look at Snoke.
Yep,
like a real look at him, not a holographic
up
or
close
anything. Up close and
you
anything.
Can see him in sort of the background.
Mm-hmm. There's also a scene where it looks like he's
he's definitely using force
yeah,
on
against
Rey
for and sure. It's like, oh, what's this about? Because Rey, it's not, he's not pulling her towards him.
No, he's torturing her.
Yeah, and it's, she's bent back all weird, and I'm like, oh, that's going to be interesting.
He's definitely controlling what she's doing.
He's not a giant.
No, he might be bigger than, like, when the three of us are together, you and I look like normal size humans, and then Joe gets near us, and we're like, well, obviously we're not normal sized humans, because look at this giant. It's, I think it's the same way. Like, he's gonna be bigger than everybody else, but not. He's obviously not as big as his hologram was. Everybody who says, "Oh, he's a giant," is like, you do know that's just a facade. Like, that's to make the people who are talking to him feel.
He actually looks kind of like he was in like a gold robe.
Oh yeah, we've already seen pictures of him.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's weird.
Oh, he's a straight up freak.
Hugh Hefner kind of looks.
Bitches everywhere.
To that point with about the holograph, it's like it's hard for me to understand why people think that when you go back and watch the other movies. And
the holograms are this big?
And the holograms are little tiny people. It's like, those aren't tiny people. That's just the size of the hologram.
Maybe they think they're tiny people.
And then like, even like when like, for example, like, not that anyone likes to bring up the prequel trilogy, but like Dooku's talking to Darth Maul.
Yeah.
You see a little hologram. Or exactly. not Darth Maul, talking to
Emperor Palpatine.
Emperor Palpatine. You see him, he's like this big. And I was exactly. Obviously we know he's not that big.
Exactly. That's what I don't understand it's about like, people. It's like,
You think that came from rejection? Yeah. Like, the dude, come on now.
He's supposed to, he's the new Dark Lord. Yeah. I mean, he's going to try and just be as intimidating and big as possible where he can.
Plus, it's one of those things, I think it's like a misdirection thing, because they're like, oh, he's trying to emphasize he's better than, like, bigger than everybody. And obviously, he's powerful, because you don't get to where he's at. Like, you don't run the First Order, like, you don't control the First Order, the Empire, what do you want to call them, and then take, like, your disciple and just kind of put him in place without being in a rank and working his way up, without being the most terrifying person anyone's met.
And the most interesting storyline to me going into this, outside of, like, obviously I want to find out about Rey, I want to know her story. Finn, yeah, but, like,
back in action in this trailer, kid.
Rey more so, yeah, he's alive in, like, a week, so good.
Doing stuff.
But I want to know what Snoke's relation or connection to anybody else in the universe that we already know. I want to know what he is to that, like how he came to be a power, which I don't think we'll get actual answers till the third one, but I feel like we'll get a hint of something.
The most we will get in this movie will be a name.
Right, yeah, so whether it was like Vader or Palpatine or whatever the fuck, you know, there's... He was obviously with somebody at some point. And so, like, that's interesting to see who that's going to be.
And as much as we talk up most of this trailer, to me, the best part of this trailer was Finn versus Captain Phasma.
Yes. That seems so dope.
The staging of it, the way
devastation behind it.
Exactly.
Like,
the framing of everything and just him using, what's that thing called?
The stun baton.
Was fucking gorgeous.
He just yells against her at spear.
Her. Yeah.
Come on.
Dude, my favorite part about that is when he hits the spear, she blocks it. You can see the lightning arc off onto her suit and then bounce. I was like, ooh. Visual. Like, and then, like, the visuals of the close up of her, you can see the reflection of the arcing off the spear and then also see the reflection of the fire devastation behind her. I was like, yo, somebody in this effects department is on their game.
Yeah.
Because, A, if you brought me in and said, hey, I want this suit to be reflective, I'd be like, well, you need to go back to whatever drug den you were in and finish your drug so you're dead, because you want me to have to make reflections of fake shit that it, like, when I say fake shit, not shit we build in, is like reflection of like a wall, shit that doesn't exist in the real world that no one can see, I have to make reflective on a curved surface that has different textures. Y'all need to go get on your boat or on your plane and crash it somewhere, because y'all need to get out of my garage, because fuck you. That is a lot of work. And it looked amazing.
Yep.
I was like, yo, yes.
So I can't wait for that scene in the movie.
And the fact you get to see Phasma do more than just...
Because
even in the
stand
first...
around and basically be Boba Fett.
Yeah, the last trailer we saw, she was marching with a bunch of the troopers on that exploding whatever it is. Cool, she's obviously leading a charge.
Yeah.
This one... She pops that spear out. I was like,
now shit goes down.
Oh, this bitch gonna mess people up with a spear.
Mm-hmm.
You know how badass you have to be to mess up motherfuckers with a spear?
Like, badass.
Yo, blaster does damage from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
This bitch done pulled out a spear. I was like, yep, she is angry.
Yep.
Being thrown in a trash compactor, did not agree with her.
Nope.
Like, we don't know if she was actually in a trash compactor, but the giggles makes me think it actually was. But, man, she is out for some anger.
Yep.
Finn's obviously like tried to go incognito and like back into the Empire or the First Order as a mole because you see him in the outfit and everything. But I was like, there's a lot of fan theories of what's going on. But man, I was like, I saw that and he's popped. Let's go. I was like, dang, that is so dope. Little back history on Phasma. Did you know she killed her own parents?
Nope. Nice.
And she framed the clan they were part of.
Oh wow,
the clan.
Yeah, not the clan. A clan. Wow. She was part of.
Wow.
I'm doing some backstory history on it. Because I haven't read her book, and I heard the comic was garbage, but she has her own novel. She has
a book,
book. So I was thinking about maybe after this movie, maybe checking that one out. Because I'll read the novelization of this one way after. I mean, obviously it comes out after, but like, I'll wait, you know? Just like I did for Force Awakens.
Who does that? You're like one of eight people.
I want to do it, but I want to start from the beginning, from episode one.
Oof. Good call.
It would be amazing.
It would be. There's so many. If you just did the movie books, it'd be fine, but there's so many, like, even the canon stuff now, so much canon stuff still.
Yeah.
Which somebody out there has done it, and he, like, that person, one, probably a super nerd, but that person knows. Like, he picked up on something that we don't know about yet. You know, there's got to... The answers to most of the questions are in there somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, they...
You know what I mean? Like...
There's a lot... Because a lot of the canon stuff...
Obviously, probably cryptic as fuck, but it's probably in there.
There's a lot... Because there's so many interweaving characters that go back and forth. Like, the fact that... So, the story that's coming out as part of the single-player campaign in Battlefront 2 has to do directly with... a bunch of other characters that lead into the building of the First Order. So if you've seen, I sent you the intro video, right, with the Palpatine robot.
No. I don't remember.
I send you guys way too much stuff. Usually late at night. The EA and everybody they in Star Wars released an opening cinematic for the movie or for the game and. It introduces you to the main character you play as in the kind of the world you're in, and you meet her dad, who is an officer in the Empire, and then you see this red cloaked person turn, and it's got this super dope looking like glass fronted mask, and you find out it's a fucking robot that has a recorded message from Palpatine. In case of his death, this robot would be activated to basically start a thing called Operation Cinder, which is he picked five crucial planets that they have to go destroy.
Hmm.
So obviously he doesn't know the Death Star is going to blow up. He just knows eventually he's going to die. And when he does, he wants, and one of them is Naboo. Because if you guys forget, he is from Naboo. His homeworld is Naboo.
Yeah.
That's why he was senator. You can't be senator if you don't live there or are technically from there. So one of them is Naboo, and that's why Naboo is a featured planet in the game, because the fights you play in both in the campaign and in the multiplayer is the campaign of that fight, because at that point you're still technically have stormtroopers, you know what I mean? So the multiplayer, you don't play through the same instance because the clone troopers are on the good guy's side, but that battle on Naboo is pretty dope. So I was like, that's pretty cool. But what I didn't know is, upsets me, but the Chuck Wendig or whatever his name is books, the Aftermath books, they lead up to the formation of the First Order.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's crazy convoluted.
Yeah.
Because, like, the chick that's in that, Sloan, she becomes Grand Admiral through some shady-ass shit. But they are, like, ravenous dogs just trying to bite up power in there as the Empire crumbles. And they go off to the Unknown Realm, which is where the Starkiller base is from. And they start to form the First Order with Huck's dad.
Oh, wow.
Who was another general along with her. Yeah, it's crazy how well they're tied together.
Hmm.
Yeah, and with young Hux. Armitage Hux is his actual name, which, by the way, I did not know.
Yeah.
His first name is Armitage. Super British. He, along with his father, and the father has a bunch of other orphans.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
There we go.
that he has in training, early training, to become soldiers, like basically stormtroopers and as well as officers, and they go through a training, and that's why Hux is very big on soldiers, where like Kylo and Snook aren't. They're very like, let's just use my army of like Kylo and the Knights of Ren, because oh, they're better than, but he's like very formed because his dad was the one that designed the stormtrooper program. So he took, when they ran out of clones and they started using real people, mostly orphans, and they had to do the training to get them broken in for battle, like Rey didn't, or well, like Finn obviously didn't work on. He started this handful of orphans that they brought out there in this the unknown area when they started to reform the, so they're like the higher ups in the First Order are these orphans. That's fucking crazy. Anyways, before we wrap this up, because I'm pretty sure we're
over.
Whoops. My bad.
Star Wars and Justice League.
Yeah.
Come on. You knew it was coming.
This episode alone should have been those two and yeah. Been perfectly fine. Because there's so much more about this other stuff that I could talk about, but I'm not going to. That's what my show's for. But the little things I picked out of this trailer, and I'm not going to argue the points because, again, at this point you can't tell what's going on. I just like the visuals. But one of the big things, there's this scene. So when it first starts off, you see what looks to be Kylo's back, looking very Anakin-ish with the longest hair and the very and the outfit, staring through the port windows. You can see into like a landing. Like,
would that be nuts if it's Anakin? Like if it was some kind of weird flashback?
I mean, it would be pretty weird because they have the First Order TIE fighters in the backgrounds.
Yeah,
so it'd be super weird.
Okay.
Plus, he was never long-haired as Vader, as that part of the Vader. Same. But yes, it'd be weird. Really weird.
Anakin in a flashback. Bring him back.
Bring him back. Where's Hayden? He's like retired somewhere, like on a ranch somewhere.
Off that jumper money, yeah.
Yeah, he is. Sweet, him and Sam L.
Jumper money.
I love that movie. Actually, I'm not gonna lie. I like the movie a lot. But later on in the trailer, you see what he's looking at. Because if you see, it's like, oh, I can see a hangar or whatever. Later on, you see the shot of all the stormtroopers standing up, and there's just like a vast. It's massive. Whatever it is, wherever they're at. Whatever hidden base this is, I'm thinking it's the same place that Snook is at, which is probably like on a fucking planetoid somewhere out in the distance that they've made into this crazy thing. You see a better shot of it, and I paused it like I normally do, and I'm looking at this, and I was like, there's so much going on in this one shot alone. You ever thought, hey, how did they get AT-ATs down to the planet? Mm-hmm. They don't just drop them from space, right?
They don't drop them from space, no.
Yeah. Well, guess what? This picture shows you they have landing craft that holds six of them at a time, and you can see them in the hangar.
And that's what I would have assumed.
Yeah. And you can see multiples of them, and they look fucking rad.
Yeah.
They're sitting there, and you see the fucking just three walkers each on each side, and I was like, damn. And they were AT-ATs. These weren't the AT-M6s. These were AT-ATs.
These things would have to be huge.
They're fucking mad. And they're in the background, and they're fairly large. And then you look up, and speckled across the fucking roof of this hangar are TIE fighters. Little tiny TIE fighters. I was like, yo, this hangar? Big as fuck. Like, because the AT-AT, you can see AT-STs, and you can see AT-ATs in the background, like on the sides. They realize these carriers that are holding six AT-ATs each, and there's multiples of them, are hanging with lots of room below them and above them. And I was like, oh, this is a big-ass hangar.
Sounds like it.
And I was like, is this the inside of the Dreadnought? Because...
that'd be huge.
Fucking Christ, that is one big-ass ship.
Mm-hmm.
But the Dreadnought does have the firepower of the Death Star.
Yeah.
By the way.
Damn. Yeah.
Hey, guys, what's the fault of the Death Star? Oh, it's too big. We're going to find a way in. Let's make it mobile and look like a ship. Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to fuck some bitches up. Yeah. There's so much stuff. The wreckage, like you get to see Luke push his metal hand out of the robot hand out of the wreckage. And I was like, oh, shit.
Man.
We definitely get to see more of this.
Mm-hmm.
You see him get scared of what he's seeing Rey do, like the whole shocked of the crack, and I was like, he's like, like there's a scene where she jumps in the water and later comes out and he's just like, you know, do what you have to or whatever. I was like, oh man, there's some shit going down. Kylo looks fucking angry in his fucking new TIE fighter ship when he's going after Leia.
Yeah, he looked angry and he looked sad at the same time.
Oh, he was angry, and then once he had her targeted, and he was like kind of conflicted slowly, again, just like he was before when he ran his father through.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I was like, yeah, I was super rad. I love that trailer so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Super awesome. I can't believe they made a Prague one. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
By the way, they're adorable, by the way. Finally seeing motion.
Looks like it.
They were adorable.
Yeah.
When he roars when Chewie does.
Yeah.
I was like, yes. So much yes. So adorable. They're like all over the internet right now. People are just like super crazy about them.
Yeah, because they're cute.
Yep. I just hope they eat somebody.
It's a little much, but
like, not, you don't have to see them like chewing like a bone or whatever. But, like, just I want to see a bunch of them swarm a stormtrooper or something, or even like one of the Knights of Ren. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm
and then it just comes so back happy. As bones. As
yeah, all you come away. Back is just like all this is like chewed up armor and like bones. You're like, oh hell no!
It's the cutest, scariest thing ever. Yeah.
They're like, if critters were adorable, that's what they would be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot in this trailer. Like, there's so much in this trailer. Like, but there's also not a whole lot in the trailer. Also, like, Finn looks like he's being escorted, sort of, with stormtroopers, and then all of a sudden him and Phasma are fighting, and then...
It's very good in the fact that it gives you a lot of action and a lot of visuals, but it doesn't tell you shit about the story.
It doesn't at all.
Nope.
Like, you just don't know what's going on. Like, there's mention, like, there's this big thing about this whole, like, casino planet.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen anything for it in any of the trailers we've seen so far. I've seen stills of it. I've seen behind the scenes video of it. None of these trailers. I'm like, I don't know how big of a deal this that casino planet has to do with it, other than like the whole espionage thing. Because like, but I was like, yo, like, nope, I don't know. Nope. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know. I mean, the movie is 2.5 hours long, so there's some shit going down in it. But like, from what I saw, either these like action scenes are super short and the rest of it's just like crazy story, but man, I was like, yo, there's so much going on. Speaking of going on, we're not. We're gonna end right now. Segue professional.
That's like a reverse segue.
It's segueing to the end.
Okay.
Comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody, and as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.